Welcome to Happy Inside. It's Michelle, and your ticket to freedom is right here. Because you know all that stress and anxiety that you're experiencing, and all the thoughts and worries and overwhelm you have about your gut symptoms and health and food, not to mention the effect this has on your entire life, right? Well, we're talking about and breaking through all of that right here so you can have a life that's full and free. In our last episode, we explored and talked about fear being the number one emotion that people experience who live with gut disorders. Big, isn't it? Huge. And there's different versions of fear, right? There's worry, there's anxiety, there's panic, there's terror, there's all kinds. And anxiety is likely one that you're familiar with. And it's unfortunate to say, but the world at large is becoming more anxious as time goes on. But that's a whole nother podcast episode or 50 that I could do, right? But here's what I know, is that nobody wants to feel fearful. Everybody wants to feel safe. Everybody wants to be content and grounded and feel solid and safe in themselves. So what I've got for you today are four steps that you can take to have freedom from that anxiety, freedom from the fear that you're experiencing. Let's talk about what anxiety is. It's a style of thinking, essentially. A style of thinking that is future-based mostly, that's fueled with worry and anticipation and catastrophizing. It's a style of thinking. Fear can come from, you know, within the body, from old trauma and wounds. But even then, it's a style of thinking about what those meant to you that still has an effect on you now. So I'll give you an example of that. When sometimes people have an experience with dogs when they're young, that they're frightened of dogs, they got growled at or bitten by a dog. And so they develop an overarching theme that all dogs are frightening or all dogs are dangerous, which isn't true. It's actually very far from the truth. But that limits a person's life. If they have one experience with one dog, but then decide that all of the dogs are something to be afraid of, well then it's difficult to take a walk in the park or down the street or sit in a cafe where there's another dog. You know, it becomes really limiting, right? And that's because that fear is around an old experience. So the thought process there is what the problem is. The dog isn't the problem, but the thought about what happened to me is the problem. So anxiety stems from a style of thinking, even if the anxiety is now living in the body, yeah, and you become reactive out of that. But your body won't react if it doesn't have the thought that you provide it, which is, oh my God, all dogs are dangerous. So anxiety is a style of thinking, and we can get really empowered when we recognize that in ourselves. And of course, there's generalized anxiety, and then there's, you know, situational anxiety. Situational anxiety, it might just be, you know, maybe there's an exam coming up. You don't have anxiety in any other part of your life, but you do, you know, for an upcoming wedding, or you do for an exam, or you do for a, you know, something that is important to you. That's not the kind of anxiety I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the generalized one. The anxiety and fear that's woven into you as a way of thinking that's become your way of being. You know, you can't separate yourself from anxiety. You just feel like you are anxiety because it's so woven into everything that you do. You know, everything you go about in your life is infused with this anticipatory overthinking, this worry or catastrophizing or anticipation about things. That's the type of anxiety I'm talking about here. So how do we get free of it? Because that's what you want, right? Oh, imagine a life free of that anxiety. Yes, I know you can taste it. And guess what? It isn't that far away, as in it's not unachievable for you. It is absolutely achievable. I have seen countless clients overcome this generalized anxiety. And that's why I know there is a prescription for it, right? How do we go about this to get you there? Well, here we go. Ready? We've got four steps. Number one is awareness. Nothing can happen without awareness. You have to know that you're doing the behavior first before you can change it. Otherwise, you've got no reference point. So the awareness of how am I thinking? When am I thinking these things? How often am I thinking these things? And the ability then to pause when you are thinking them, right? So awareness is number one. Number two is understanding. So understanding where the anxiety stems from. What are the roots? And also, how does the anxiety have an effect on you? This is a big one. How does it affect my body? How does it affect my mind and my emotions and my relationships and my ability to, you know, work and do all the things in my life? How does it affect me? Because if the answer is this anxiety is really pulling me down or is really keeping me so wound up and stressed out that I'm sick and that I have these symptoms and now I'm worried about these symptoms and your body's in a state of stress all the time, then that effect is obviously, I don't know how you would feel about it, but I wouldn't want to be having that. So understanding is the second point. You have to really know a little bit about it because that's also going to help you in your motivation to overcome it. Because when you really look at it and spend some time understanding the anxiety, its roots, what it means, how it's affecting you in all different ways, you know, you'll start to realize, I don't really want that. I want something better than that for myself. So it's motivating to say, yeah, I really want to overcome this. So these two steps have to happen before you can do anything about changing it. You need awareness and you need understanding. Once you have that information, of course, that's not enough on its own. If you just had that, then likely with an anxious style of thinking, it's just going to add more anxiety and stress to you. So we actually need a couple more steps after that. The third one is emotional regulation. So anxiety is fear, right? And it's really palpable in the body. You know, one of the questions I ask clients when I'm working with them and we're delving in and exploring some of those fears or different emotions is, what is your urge to do from this emotion? So what is your urge to do when you feel anxious, when you feel afraid? Yeah, you want to fix things, you want to gather more information, you want to, whatever it is, there's so many options, right? So we have to know what your urge is there, because what you've taught yourself so far is that it's either difficult or impossible for you to be able to sit with an experience of fear or an experience of anxiety. So you do something about it, you act upon it. So emotional regulation is about the capacity to soothe yourself, to sit with yourself in those moments and to be able to soothe those emotions that are difficult for you. And part of that is the self-talk. You know, it's being able to be gentle with yourself and have a different kind of conversation with yourself that might sound like, I'm really struggling here. This emotion is really profound. I can feel it. It's palpable in my whole body. I just want to do this and I just want to do that. And it's almost impossible for me to sit here. But I'm just going to put my hand on my chest or my heart or even in my belly. And I'm just going to breathe with myself for a moment and tell myself it's okay. It's just to be here, just to feel myself in my body, to be aware of what I can see around myself, the walls, feel the carpet or the flooring underneath your feet, to hear the sounds that are here and really ground myself in this moment. Because right now I'm all caught up in my head, but I need to bring myself back down in my body. And then I need to bring myself down into present awareness using my senses. So that third point is emotional regulation, right? Being able to just soothe yourself a little bit so that you're not, you know, there's no hair trigger of reaction, right? Then the last step, number four, is choosing to respond differently. So you've done all this work so far, right? Which is to have awareness of how you're thinking and how often you're thinking and what you're thinking and being able to pause enough to hear those thoughts. And you've come to some understanding about it. So where that anxiety or fear stems from, its roots, you know, how it's affecting you in many different ways. And you're able to just sit with it for a moment. So at least for a few minutes is just to not to react to it and maybe to, you know, change your activity. You know, just sit with it for a few moments and then go and do something else for a little while to distract yourself temporarily, because distraction is only a temporary tool to use but not a long-term strategy. Long-term, it actually just creates more anxiety in you because you've reinforced the idea that you can't manage or cope or tolerate with the anxiety. And your psyche knows that. It's a horrible feeling to have, right? If inside of you feels afraid of being able to sit with those feelings. So when you do some emotional regulation, and then you might intentionally add a little bit of distraction, it is very intentional. You're telling yourself, I am going to go and do this activity for the next 15 minutes or half an hour or an hour so that I can help myself calm down, so that I can come back to it when I'm in a greater state of ease, and then I can actually do step four, which is choosing to respond differently. This starts with a willingness, like an open-handed willingness to do this for yourself. You know, this real self-belief and knowing within you that you deserve something better than this state of anxiety that you're living in, that there is something better to have, that if you look around you, there's plenty of people that are doing it well, you know, that aren't anticipating, that are just living in the moment. And, you know, look, that's the head honcho goal, right? Is to be able to, we all want to be like the Dalai Lama, you know, and just be able to be in the moment and be okay and not be kind of worrying incessantly about things. And while we might not get to his level because he's the 14th reincarnation of himself, we certainly can get to levels that bring much more ease and contentment and happiness and joy back into our lives. So there's this belief in the self, you know, this want, this yearning for more, for something better, and then a willingness. So not sitting on your hands and or throwing your hands in the air and giving up and saying, no, it's all too hard. You have to muster up a willingness inside you and say, yes, this is what I want, and yes, I'm going to do the work that gets me there. And also curiosity. So imagine if you went at this being curious, not striving, not hard on yourself, but curious. Ooh, I wonder what will happen if I start to respond differently. I wonder how it will change how I feel and how I react and how I show up in the world. I wonder if I'll feel more comfortable and at ease in myself, right? And it takes a commitment and a dedication. This is something that you do day after day after day. It's not a strategy that requires you to change your life, as in you don't have to pack up and go in and live in an ashram in India for 3 months. You're actually going to stay living in your current life. You can continue in your current life, right? It's not your life really that's so much the problem. It's how you're going about your life. You remember, it's a style of thinking, and that style of thinking is determining how you're participating in your life. And that participation in your life is determining the results, right? So how your life is. So that commitment and dedication becomes a daily just, you know, awareness and willingness and choosing to challenge yourself, you know, to challenge those old ingrained and woven in behaviors that if we go back to step two, which is having the understanding, especially about the effect on you, right, that you want something better for yourself, that you deserve something better for yourself, and that it's actually possible. It really is. It's so possible. This is about changing the very foundations of how you're thinking. So it's not a band-aid solution. It actually changes how you think and how you move through your life. And yeah, it's not going to take 2 weeks. It's an ongoing process. It takes weeks, months, years, right? But along that trajectory, you reach certain points. And you'll get a sense in yourself that, wow, there's really been a big shift here, you know, and you're so much more skilled. You have so much greater capacity in yourself. Suddenly you're not as afraid of yourself anymore, and you're not afraid of those emotions anymore. You're not afraid of lots of things in your life. You feel more competent, you know, more confident in yourself to conquer challenges that you have, to conquer yourself. Right? So it builds and builds. And of course, the more confident and competent you feel, the greater trust you have in yourself, well, then the more you have capacity to build on that. So it kind of snowballs in a really positive way for itself. So life just gets better and better and better. That's how it works. And I know that this can sound hard. I'm trying my very best to simplify it for you, right? We all need much more simplicity in our lives. I'm trying to simplify to give you those tools. Now, just know that you're not alone, right? I'm here. If you're listening to my podcast and you're not one of my clients, then you may not know that I actually do work one-on-one with people across the world on Zoom. So if it's feeling like, ooh, this is something I'd like a piece of for me, and I'm, you know, you're feeling enthusiastic after listening to this podcast, and you want some of that, and, you know, you might be thinking, yes, I can apply this, and off you go, great. You know, set out a plan for yourself, kind of have some post-it notes around, you know, work on each step, give yourself the best opportunity to learn that. If you're maybe, on the other hand, feeling overwhelmed and, you know, maybe you've shut down because you thought, that sounds amazing, but I don't have the skill to do it and I just don't think I'll be able to, right? Then that is a perfect opportunity to book in with me, because that's what I'm here for. And I really do want the best for you. You know, bit by bit, I just want people to feel better. I just want more ease, right, for everybody in life. Life is hard. It's like the hardest thing you'll have to do. And we want to make that easy, right, or easier, because it's just going to be hard anyway. Life is full of suffering. So why don't we reduce that suffering down you know, why don't we get you moving through your life with much more ease and comfort and contentment and joy, because you absolutely deserve it.